What do we have? Snapped Captain Vin Husher as he made his way into the CIC of the Relentless. He could feel the nervous tension ricocheting around in the tight quarters. No destroyer was made with comfort in mind, but at times like this, he wished the CIC offered a little more open space. Two navigators sat forward facing a large view screen that dominated the CIC. Tactical, sensors, and comm stations lined the rear of the bridge. Husher made his way toward the command chair in the center.
Quattro Warbird,
growled his XO, Commander Akio Shota. He smoothly slipped out of the command chair and nodded imperceptibly as Husher sat. Two oversized armrests with embedded data screens slid into place around Husher, enveloping him in the real-time operations of the ship.
She's alone, ferrying survey teams to the surface of Argo. We see activity on the moon as well.
Husher suppressed the desire to curse under his breath.
Of all the stupid things to be doing when things are already so tense.
We should hit the bastards with the hydro barrage and be done with them,
Shota concluded from the nearby secondary command chair.
Case in point, thought Husher.
Shota was new to the Relentless, but his reputation preceded him. A brilliant tactician, but not known for his patience, even in the best of circumstances. Frankly, neither was Husher. Why the Interstellar Union brass thought it appropriate for him to be the man to rein in Shota's temperamental tendencies was beyond him.
Have they seen us?
Husher asked his sensor officer, Ensign Miles Winterton. The Relentless had been patrolling the Woodbine system for the better part of 2 weeks now. It was a relatively new human system, but it wasn't as though the Quattro Warbird didn't know what it was doing. Winterton nodded.
Almost surely.
The sensor operator had been with Husher through thick and thin, and he could always count on the man to report the reality his sensors showed, whether that conflicted with his superior's version or not.
We didn't see her until we rounded the moon well within her sensor range.
Tactical Officer Chief Benno Tremaine tapped at his console.
All decks report ready position, sir.
Very well, Husher said. Arm point defenses.
Another longtime officer on his bridge, Husher was sure Tremaine already had multiple targeting calculations at the ready. He stabbed at the console on the side of his command chair.
Stand by on alert, fighters.
Spooled and ready,
came the deep voice of Major Callum. Husher was sure the CAG had been in his Python fighter before Husher's ass had hit the command chair.
Winterton, any change in position?
She's beginning to move closer to the surface of the planet.
Shota chimed in.
She's moving to use the atmosphere to shield herself from us.
Tremaine glanced back at the XO from tactical.
Or to protect her shuttles while she recalls them.
Any indication the shuttles are returning?
No, sir.
Shota huffed, but said nothing.
Hail her,
Husher said to Lieutenant Commander Corey Long, who was manning comms.
She's already hailed us,
Long said.
On screen, share with senior command staff.
The Quattro captain appeared on the main view screen, speaking before the image finished stabilizing.
Captain Husher, the butcher himself. I'm honored.
Husher had heard that little nickname before. He'd learned that if you destroyed an entire galaxy, even as a last option to save your own, you didn't get called nice things.
And you are?
Captain Molvel of the...
That's all I really need to know, Captain. As I'm sure you are well aware, this is a human system. Recall your shuttles and leave at once. Molvel had surely expected the demand, but he still seemed to cast around a moment for the right reply. He was stalling, Husher suspected, or maybe it was just bad acting. Probably both.
Captain Husher, as I'm sure you are aware, the Quattro population is expanding. The Interstellar Union has made the delightfully peaceful gesture of offering human worlds.
I'm not aware of the IU offering your people anything. Molvel's face softened as if he were reasoning with a small child.
The offer of worlds for entrance into the IU is merely a formality, as you should be very well aware.